One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the quiet town of Ione, California, lies a towering relic of the past. Preston Castle, a place steeped in history, tragedy, and whispers of the paranormal. Originally built in 1894 as a progressive reform school, its goal was to rehabilitate young offenders through education and hard work. However, behind its imposing Romanesque facade, stories of untimely deaths, violence, and suffering have cast a shadow over its noble intentions. Among its most infamous tragedies is the brutal murder of Anna Corbin, the castle's beloved head housekeeper. Found lifeless in the basement in 1950, her killer was never brought to justice, and her story has since become entwined with tales of ghostly encounters. Visitors report eerie cold spots, unexplained noises, and even sightings of shadowy figures. Paranormal investigators have flocked to the castle, eager to uncover whether its haunted reputation is rooted in fact or fueled by imagination. What draws so many to this place? Is it the dark allure of an unsolved crime, the decaying grandeur of the castle itself, or something far more otherworldly? Tonight, we'll peel back the layers of Preston Castle's history and explore the mysteries that continue to captivate and terrify. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Preston Castle, officially the Preston School of Industry, began as an ambitious effort to reform troubled youth in California. Established in 1894, it was part of a growing movement that sought to replace traditional prisons for juveniles with institutions focused on education and vocational training. Built on a hill overlooking the town of Ione, its grandeur was both inspiring and intimidating, a stark reminder of its dual purpose, hope for rehabilitation and the looming threat of discipline. The school was designed to house boys who had been convicted of crimes ranging from petty theft to more serious offenses. Its imposing Romanesque revival architecture symbolized progress and reform, but life inside the castle was often far from ideal. With a capacity of up to 800 wards, overcrowding became a persistent issue. The boys were put to work in various trades, farming, baking, blacksmithing, intended to teach them skills they could use once they re-entered society. While many thrived under the structure and guidance, others found the environment harsh and unrelenting. By the early 1900s, Preston Castle had developed a reputation as a place where discipline sometimes crossed the line into abuse. Reports surfaced of beatings and extreme punishments, though administrators often dismissed them as the exaggerated tales of unruly boys. Yet even amid the hardships, the institution also produced success stories, with some wards going on to live productive lives, crediting their time at Preston for turning their lives around. One of the most enduring mysteries of Preston Castle centers around Anna Corbin, the head housekeeper who was beloved by many of the wards for her kindness and maternal care. On February 23, 1950, her body was discovered in the basement of the castle, beaten and strangled. The brutality of the crime shocked the community, and despite several trials, no one was ever convicted. Over time, her murder became the focal point of the castle's dark history, a tragedy that seemed to echo through its halls. Even after the institution closed its doors in 1960, Anna Corbin's name remained synonymous with Preston Castle. The story of her unsolved murder attracted ghost hunters and curious visitors, many of whom claimed to feel her presence in the very basement where her life was taken. But was it Anna's spirit that they encountered, or was it merely the power of suggestion in a place so steeped in tragedy? Beyond Anna's death, there were other incidents that lent a sense of foreboding to the castle's legacy. Accidents and illnesses claimed the lives of several wards over the years, and the combination of fear, discipline, and despair created an oppressive atmosphere. By the time Preston Castle was abandoned, its once proud walls had become a symbol of neglect, with peeling paint, broken windows, and the ever-present whispers of its haunted past. While some attribute the castle's eerie reputation to its grim history, others look for more scientific explanations. Could the cold spots and strange sounds be the result of environmental factors, such as drafts in the deteriorating structure or the acoustics of its cavernous rooms? Psychologists suggest that the power of suggestion plays a significant role, with visitors primed to experience the supernatural in a place so closely associated with tragedy. Despite these rational explanations, Preston Castle remains a magnet for those drawn to the unknown. Its decaying beauty, combined with its tragic past, creates an atmosphere that seems almost tailor-made for ghost stories. But what truly lies behind the tales of hauntings and spectral sightings? For that, we must delve deeper into the experiences of those who have walked its halls and come face to face with what they believe are the spirits of the past. As the years passed, Preston Castle's reputation as a haunted location grew, fueled by firsthand accounts and investigations that seemed to confirm its spectral activity. For many, the spirit of Anna Corbin is the centerpiece of these stories. Visitors often describe an overwhelming sense of sadness or unease when they enter the basement where she was murdered. Cold spots, disembodied whispers, and even the faint scent of lavender, rumored to have been Anna's favorite perfume, are frequently reported. Some claim to have seen her apparition, a shadowy figure wandering the castle's lower levels. But Anna Corbin is not the only ghost said to haunt the castle. Accounts of other spirits believed to be former wards or staff members have surfaced over the years. Footsteps echo in empty hallways, doors slam shut on their own, and strange knocking sounds are heard coming from rooms that have long been abandoned. One chilling report describes the ghost of a young boy who appears near the old infirmary, his expression solemn as if he's searching for help that never came. Preston Castle has attracted the attention of numerous paranormal investigators, including high-profile teams from shows like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters. During their investigations, they captured eerie audio recordings, or EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, with voices seemingly responding to their questions. In one particularly unsettling recording, a voice whispered, "Help me," when investigators asked if anyone was present. Cameras have caught unexplained light anomalies, and investigators have reported being touched or pushed by unseen forces. Recurring phenomena like the slamming of the heavy front doors and the sound of keys jangling in empty rooms have added to the castle's mystique. Paranormal enthusiasts speculate that these could be residual hauntings, moments from the past replaying like a loop, or intelligent hauntings where spirits are believed to actively interact with the living. Theories about poltergeist activity have also been proposed, with some suggesting that the energy of visitors, especially during ghost tours, may amplify the phenomena. Personal accounts from visitors add another layer of intrigue. During a public tour, one guest reported feeling an intense pressure on her chest as she stood in the kitchen area, as though an invisible force was trying to push her out. Another visitor claimed to have seen a figure dressed in old-fashioned clothing standing at the top of the grand staircase, only to vanish when approached. Tour guides recount frequent technical malfunctions, like flashlights turning off unexpectedly or cameras refusing to capture images in certain parts of the castle. Skeptics, however, argue that these experiences can often be attributed to natural causes. The castle's deteriorating condition, with creaking floors, drafty windows, and shifting foundations, could easily create the sounds and sensations mistaken for paranormal activity. The psychological effect of being in a place with such a dark history may also heighten perceptions of the supernatural. Expecting to encounter ghosts, visitors may unconsciously interpret normal occurrences as evidence of a haunting. Despite the skepticism, Preston Castle remains a hub for paranormal enthusiasts and thrill seekers. Each year, the castle hosts ghost tours and overnight investigations, drawing crowds eager to experience its eerie atmosphere firsthand. Some come as skeptics and leave as believers, convinced that the castle holds more than just memories of its troubled past. Others depart with only questions, wondering if the haunting stories are simply the product of imagination in a place with so much history. The stories of Preston Castle leave us with a tantalizing mystery. Are the reported encounters evidence of restless spirits forever tied to the place they once inhabited? Or are they a combination of environmental factors and the human mind's tendency to find patterns in the unexplained? Whatever the truth may be, one thing is certain. The allure of Preston Castle is unlikely to fade anytime soon. Preston Castle stands as a testament to a time when society sought to rehabilitate rather than simply punish. But beneath its noble intentions lies a legacy steeped in tragedy and unanswered questions. The unsolved murder of Anna Corbin, the unexplained deaths of wards, and the countless reports of eerie encounters have cemented its place in the annals of paranormal lore. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, it's hard to ignore the emotional weight that clings to every brick of this historic building. Skeptics might point to the castle's crumbling structure, its drafts, and the power of suggestion to explain the phenomena. Others, however, see the spectral activity as evidence that the past is not entirely behind us. Could Anna Corbin and the others who lived and died within these walls truly be reaching out? Or is Preston Castle simply a reflection of our fascination with the unknown, a place where history and imagination collide? One thing is for sure, the stories of Preston Castle challenge us to question what we think we know about life and what might come after. As we've explored tonight, whether through chilling EVPs, shadowy figures, or the cold touch of the unexplained, this place continues to captivate all who dare to walk its halls. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.